This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 21st, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
June 21st, 2012 will now come to order. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for June 7th, 2012. Madam Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we approve the minutes for the meeting of June 7th, 2012, as set forth in agenda document number 12-50.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 5-0. We have a late submitted document. Is there a motion, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that we waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda document number 12-49.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 5-0. Excellent. The next item on the agenda is the discussion of draft advisory opinion 2012-21. Primerica. Madam Secretary, we're getting everybody on the phone.
Yes, I believe we have everyone. Mr. Passantino, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And Ms. Gear, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. We're ready.
Thank you. Good morning. Mr. Passantino is with McKenna Long and Aldridge. He's the counsel for the requester. And Ms. Stacey Gear is the Senior Vice President and Associate General Counsel for Primerica. Thank you for joining us. We'll move on now to a presentation from the Office of General Counsel by Ms. Cheryl Helmsley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
Agenda document 12-49 is a draft advisory opinion responding to Primerica Incorporated's request asking whether it's disaffiliated from Citigroup, Inc., from which it was spun off in 2010. The draft undertakes an affiliation analysis, first determining that the two corporations are not per se affiliated, and then considering the case-by-case affiliation factors of 11 CFR 100.5G4 and 110.3A3. The draft determines that in light of all the facts and circumstances, Primerica and Citigroup are disaffiliated, and accordingly, Primerica's proposed separate segregated fund would not be affiliated with Citigroup's SSFs. We received no comments on the request or the draft, and we do request authority to make any necessary technical and conforming amendments. Thank you, Madam Chair. We'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions from commissioners for Mr. Passantino or Ms. Gear? Commissioner McGann?
Just one, since you called in. The draft is public. It looks fine to me. It seems to give you the answer you want. I just want to ask a simple question. Assuming you've had a chance to look at it, is there anything in there that isn't quite right or anything that we missed that you were asking? I think we answer the question and we answer it the way you suggested we answer it, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to confirm that we haven't missed anything.
Commissioner McGann, this is Stefan Passantino. I appreciate that opportunity. No, the staff was very diligent in working with us on the technical details on this, and we're satisfied that it's accurate.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we approve the answer in AO 2012-21 to Primerica as set forth in agenda document number 12-49.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I assume the motion includes any technical and conforming amendments.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much for joining us on the telephone. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next matter on the agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Friends of Todd Young, A11-06.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you today is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Friends of Todd Young, where we recommend you approve the three findings as presented in the draft final audit report. The three findings presented are receipt of apparent prohibited contributions, receipt of contributions in excess of the limit, failure to file 48-hour notices. The committee has complied with the audit staff's recommendations for both prohibited and excessive contribution findings. The audit staff is prepared to address any questions or concerns you may have regarding this memorandum or audit report.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. The concern I had, and I needed a little more time to read the audit report, and I appreciate everyone's indulgence on that, is whenever I see the excessive contributions, I take a look, because it's done first on a sample basis, which is now rather well known publicly. What wasn't clear was whether, for finding two, the excessive contributions had been materially resolved. It seemed to say it in the intro. I confirm with the auditors that, and I don't want to put words in their mouth, but my understanding is that it is materially resolved by the committee. And I would suggest that we add a sentence in the audit report in finding two itself, just to make that clear. And I think having talked to the auditors informally about this ahead of time, they seem fine with it. But I wanted to make sure everyone else who's a commissioner is fine.
Okay. That's correct. Out of the $94,000 in apparent excessive contributions, the committee has resolved approximately $77,000, albeit in an untimely manner. But, as far as we're concerned, that materially complies with our recommendation.
Any other questions or comments? Madam Vice Chair.
Ready for a motion?
Sure.
In response to my colleague's concern, I think, as the auditors told us informally, that point is made in a couple of other places in the report, but we can certainly put it in the finding itself. You know, that's certainly not a problem for me. And I therefore move that we approve the audit division recommendation on the Friends of Todd Young audit as set forth in agenda document number 12-48 with the amendment discussed at the table.
Thank you. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it 5-0. Thank you. That is the last matter on our agenda. I think it's a record for the year. Mr. Palmer, are there any management and administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.